wondering, we're continuing Chayodim Kalal Memches, and we're starting Simon Yud Aleph. So now he's going to talk about the halachas of Simon Basura, which we just touched on in the last Simon. So he's going to continue talking about that, and he says that Asura Shachol Te'achot Chayabon Levarach B'Shem. So Chazal said that when 10 people eat together, it's not enough that they do regular Zimun, they have to mention Hashem's name. So we say, so he says, let us be mevorech to Hashem, who we ate from. And that's how they respond. So they respond with the Shem Hashem. Lo yomer le'elokeinu. The person can say, you don't say le'elokeinu, you say elokeinu. Fine. Now, the Gemara says that brings an opinion which says that if there's 100, then we add more into the phrase. And there's 1,000, you add more. There's 10,000, you add more. But in the Mishnah itself, that brings that opinion. It brings that the Rebbe Akiva disagrees and says the same way in the basic Knesset, that we do not differentiate between the amount of people which are there. Once we have a minion of 10 people, we say Baruch Hu, and we don't add into the phrase of Baruch Hu. So similarly over here, we do not add into the phrase, we just say the phrase of Baruch Hu, no matter how many which we have. Now, does this fact that we're saying Elokeinu have a din of Dabar Shabbat Kedusha? Why would that be relevant? Because we know that Dabar Shabbat Kedusha is supposed to be said by Mida. So Kaddish is said standing, and the response of Hishmer Rabba is supposed to be said standing. Baruch Hu is said standing. That's true. The Baruch Hu that you say before Birchus Kriyashma, it's also true by the Baruch Hu that we say by Kriyas HaTara. That Baruch Hu is Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. The person should be standing for that. So even if you have a minute to sit for Kriyas HaTara, which is Machlokes, and the Rambam says that you're supposed to stand for Kriyas HaTara, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion that you're allowed to sit. The Gra actually passes like that opinion. But the Mishnah points out, but for the Baruch, for the Baruch of the Baruch, one has to stand. So when the person says Baruch, and you answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Adam Blad, that's a Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, and it should be said standing. Kedusha is supposed to be answered standing. Person wants to sit during the Kedusha and Chazaras Hashatz. Chazaras Hashatz gets involved in this question also. It's Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, it should be for Ashkenazim. We're makbid to say that a person should be standing for Chazaras Hashatz. So I just want to point out that for Chazaras Hashatz, the person really should be standing because it's Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. For Kriyas HaTara, the Rambam says the minhag is to stand. Rabbi Anirus Atzal was makbid that the minhag of Yeshiva was to stand. Even nowadays, not everybody follows that. They're not aware that that's the minhag of the Yeshiva. That is the minhag that one should be standing for Kriyas HaTara. But even if you sit, the person has to stand for saying Baruch Hu. So over here we added Baruch HaLakeinu Shalchan Mishaloi. Do you have to stand? The minhag of some people is to stand up or at least rise slightly. So what about that minhag? So the Eish Lavrom from the Butchacher, when he talks about this Bariches, and he says that he saw the minhag by certain Gedolim was to stand, but the minhag Gedolim was not to stand. So apparently in his time, this had not become the common minhag. And he explains why it's a cover for the bracha. It's a cover for Hashem's name. We find that when Ehud was brought a message from Hashem, he stood up. That's not because of the tekana of Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. That's because intrinsically there's an element of covet by standing up. But it's not a Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, and there's no chiyuv to stand. And that's why some people do not do a halachically valid standing. They just sort of slightly rise, which would not necessarily be a halachically valid standing, but in regards to showing covet, the Gemara says that heder, to show heder and covet, even a partial rising is sufficient. A place where you require full standing, that's not sufficient. So that's how you're supposed to understand that. Agav, in this conversation, he says that which you saw by certain gedolim, they would stand for kiddush, That was because they would have a large tzibur by them, and as a cover of the tzibur, they would stand. But Mikra didn't. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should sit for Kiddush. She says, I used to stand, because I saw this by these big tzaddikim, and they would do such a thing. And then I realized afterwards that was incorrect. The Shulchan Aruch says you should sit for Kiddush. And they only stood because of Kavod HaTzibur. That's why the Mishnah Berurah suggests that for Vayichulu, the first paragraph, which is coming, the Kavod HaKadosh Baruch that he created, Shemayim, so then you stand for that. And it's like Eidus, so you stand for that. And for the Baruch itself, it's appropriate to be seated, because since you're being multiple people in a kviyas together, you should be all seated together. If a person is not seated during Kiddush, it's important that they should be kviyas together, so people should be standing next to the table, not roaming around, etc., in order to create a kviyas, at least that type of kviyas. Many people follow the minhag of the chassidim to stand for all of Kiddush. The root of that is a chassidish minhag, and halacha, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both held that one should be seated for Kiddush. According to the Ramah, one is seated for all of Kiddush, including the first paragraph. Theoretically, by benching, that should be the same thing. But one should be seated for benching, but that's the halacha. And for the zimun, which is part of the benching, one should be seated as well. But that which we rise for this one phrase is because, you know, of kavod, and maybe by kiddush is element of kavod, and that's to explain why some people would be standing for kiddush. Okay, so we have to finish up the last point, part of the siman, and we will do that best as Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.